Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMag are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, Starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. We'll be right back. And welcome back. And we have Dr. Bob Teal from the Continuing Church of God. The website is ccog.org. And you've got a major story here. A lawyer back east with a family matter in New Jersey. I want you to explain this, because the European Union is doing the process of setting up and establishing a European Public Prosecutor's Office. I won't steal your thunder. I want you to expand on this, because this is a major story now. Unfortunately, next week you can't be here. I will bring another guest. Hopefully, we'll be able to do a level of that's equivalent to what you do every week, which is teach me and those people that listen. And people should actually go to ccog.org, which I believe your church is the closest to seeking the truth, which is to transcend the foolishness of lies of science and false religion and apostate Christianity and Catholicism and Islam, etc., by seeking the truth that Yeshua himself set up in the first times with the apostles after he came to earth. So tell us what this means, because this is pretty prophetic, isn't it?
Yeah, this is really, really a big deal. Now, let me first just, I'll give a thunder comment, and then let me give you some background. A thunder comment is the European Union is apparently setting up the persecution office for 666. Okay, that's basically the headline, and this is astounding. Now, what happened was somebody else in Continuing Church of God actually sent me a link to an article that was from Courthouse News, and I kind of glanced over it, and I don't know. Then I thought more about it, and the reason I kind of glanced over it is that it's talking about something going on in Europe, and they're going to look at things like if you transfer more than $10,000, if you fill out the right paperwork and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, that's kind of boring. But then I reread the article, and I want to read some of this for your viewers so they'll understand, you know, how serious this is. So this is from Courthouse News Service, and here's what it says. In a major first-of-its-kind move, the European Union is setting up a European-wide prosecutor's office that will have power to investigate and charge people for financial crimes committed against the European Union. It's like, okay, what does that mean? Well, basically, they don't have anything to do that now. And what this says is, let me read a little more of the article. It says, the European Public Prosecutor's Office is expected to come into force in early 2020 or 2021. And it's going to be kind of like federal prosecutors in the United States. It's a new agency. It's going to have a central office in Luxembourg and satellite prosecutor's offices in individual EU countries. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. So since the European Union's birth, the Economic and Political Union has not had a EU-level agency invested with prosecutorial powers. So what happened before was if the EU thought there was something going on, they would tell, well, let's say, the Netherlands, or they would tell Belgium or Germany or whatever, and these people are like, these aren't our crimes, we don't care. So they didn't do anything, so nothing really happened. Basically, the article says, crimes involving EU funds are not a priority for national authorities. And so that was what this whole problem had to do with. Okay, so they wanted to do something with this, and I'll get to the Bible on this in just a moment. And this agency office is European Public Prosecutor's Office. It consists of a central level that's located in Luxembourg, and then a local level in each of the member states. So every country is going to have part of this going on. And it kind of reminds me of how the old Spanish Inquisition was set up. Okay? And so the central office is the prosecutors is going to have at least 20 European prosecutors, and they're charged with basically prosecuting, and I keep saying persecuting, and I'll explain why in a moment, people for what they consider to be financial crimes. Now, in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 13, people have heard of 666. And so I'd like to read, starting in verse 15 of Revelation 13, to give some background, and I'll explain how this office is interesting from a political or prophetic perspective. All right. Revelation 13, starting verse 15, and I typically read from the New King James Version of the Bible, not because it's necessarily the best translation, but it is a literal translation, and it uses modern English. Okay? All right, so here it says, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. This is the Antichrist has this power, could have given this power that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Okay, so somebody's going to get people killed. So what's this got to do with the financial office? Well, it gets closer here, verse 16. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name.
Right.
Now, before going into the 666 part of this, understand they're saying that it will be a crime to buy or sell unless you have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name. Okay? And so that would be a financial crime. So when you read about this new agency, because you think, okay, so what? I don't have 10,000 euros and I'm going to walk across the border without reporting it, so I don't care. It doesn't matter. Okay? Great. That's fine. It isn't for right yet. But now they are putting up an entity, an agency, whose purpose is to investigate and prosecute financial crimes. Now,
whoa.
I said persecute.
Now,
because
now, let me throw something in here. There's 28 nations now, and soon with the Balkan nations, B-A-L-K-A-N, there'll be 35. That means that they'll soon have, with all of their nations, probably somewhere between 700 and 800 million people, and they'll be able to force the whole world into this agency control system, because anybody else doing transactions elsewhere in the world could evade this agency. Therefore, this system will become worldwide after it's established in Europe, right?
I believe, I don't know if it's going to be fully worldwide, but it has to be, because
otherwise, if you had a rich person or somebody, they could simply have an apartment in a non-EU nation, and then, or homes, let's say, in North Africa or Japan, or America or Canada, and they could simply do transactions there that would violate this agency. So you can guarantee that they will have to have reciprocity with other nations.
I agree that this is going to impact the whole world. Whether it's going to necessarily impact villages out in Nairobi, outside of Nairobi, somewhere in Kenya or in Tanzania or Malawi, that I don't know. But I do know that now the system is getting in place. And so this is something that's going on. Now, a couple of things about the mark of the beast and the number of the name. I was looking on the internet, and I was surprised to find out that some people think that 666 is not got to do with the resurrected Holy Roman Empire, that they believe that 666 has to do with the Muslims. And so I'd like to give some information as to why 666 has to do with the Europeans. And probably after the break, I'll give more information why it's European. But I'll also go through scriptures. Scriptures demonstrate this is not Islam. Okay? So first, let me step back, because I didn't read verse 18. And that was the one that is the famous one on 666. So Revelation 13, verse 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 666, 666. Now, since the second century, it has been believed that 666 adds up to a word called Latinos, which means Latin man. And this was in a writing from a person by the name of Irenaeus. Now, Irenaeus was a disciple of Polycarp. Now, Polycarp was made pastor or bishop of Smyrna by, we believe, the apostles John and Philip and probably other apostles. And so Polycarp was one of our people back then. And Irenaeus claimed to learn from Polycarp. So anyway, if you put the numbers assigned with the Greek letters, it adds up to 666. So let me step back and I'll give a little more detail than your listeners might grasp necessarily over the radio. But I sent you a YouTube video that if you put that up, they'll be able to see the chart that's going to have what I'm going to read next. And basically, what we would call an L in Greek is called a lambda, and that adds up to 30. What we call an A, they call an alpha, and that happens to be a 1. what we call a T, they call a TAW. That adds up to 300. What we call an E, they call an epsilon. That adds up to 5. That's a 5. What we call an I, they call an iota, and that adds 10. What we call an N, they call a nu, and that happens to be 50. What we call O, they call omicron, and that's 70. And what we call S, they call sigma, and that is 200. And you add that up, and that's 666. Now, we believe that this, therefore, is essentially saying something like the ancient Roman Empire or resurrected Holy Roman Empire is what this is referring to. And a lot of faiths have believed this over the centuries. But nowadays, one of the things that we're seeing, or some people are thinking, this has to do with Islam, and that Islam is 666. So I looked at that, and basically they think if you look at certain Arab characters, they can get it to say something like Islamic imam or something along that line.
Right.
The problem with this is that if you look through the Bible, particularly if you go into Daniel chapter 11, we learn a couple of things. Now, before I go to Daniel chapter 11, I'm going to comment in Revelation chapter 13, we find this beast is called the beast rising out of the sea. It's got 7 heads, 10 horns, okay. And if you go to Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 7, starting in verse 2, he sees beasts coming up from the great sea. And then you find out about heads and horns and all this kind of stuff. Well, the great sea, according to other parts of the Old Testament, like Joshua 9, Ezekiel 47, etc., is the Mediterranean Sea. So this is the beast of the Mediterranean Sea. And you say, well, that could be Islam because they're under the southern part of it. Well, that almost works. I mean, almost. It almost
right.
works because this beast is actually called the King of the North in Daniel chapter 11.
Right.
And in Daniel chapter 11, verse 27, the King of the North and King of the South make a deal where they lie to one another, according to the Bible.
Right.
And they get along for a little bit of time. Then they turn on each other, as it says in Daniel chapter 11, verse 40 to 43. And when you read that, the one who wins is the power from the north, and the one who loses is the power of nations that are in the Middle East and North Africa. Well, if you look at the world today, you'll see that the nations of North Africa and Middle East are dominated by Islam. And the northern nations are not dominated by Islam. Yes, there's some Islamic influence there, but they're not dominated by Islam. And so for people who think that 666 is Islam, they're in error because the Bible clearly shows that the king of the north is going to overwhelm the king of the south and basically take it over. And that would therefore give the king of the north both the northern side of the Mediterranean Sea and the southern side of the Mediterranean Sea, just like the ancient Roman Empire used to have.
Right, with a statue of the legs of the two legs of the Roman Empire and the feet of clay and iron, right?
Yeah, it ties into that. And again, throughout history, most prophecy watchers have said, and just because you know tradition doesn't always have to be right, but in this case, I think they're right. Prophecy watchers and writers have concluded this was a European power, something to do with the Roman Empire, either the old Roman Empire, a revived Roman Empire, or a final Roman Empire. And that's pretty much whether you're talking a lot of Protestant writers, Catholic writers, and Church of God writers. So most of the time there's been an agreement on that. But what's happened is, because of what's been going on with Islam the last several years, in my opinion, it's been kind of a fad to say, well, where does Islam fit in this? And while I think Scripture is totally clear where Islam fits into this, because they're going to make a deal with the King of the North, the 666 power, they're going to make a deal with this power, yet the deal's not going to end up working well for them, and they're going to end up getting destroyed. So it's not that Islam isn't in prophecy, but not the way various ones are talking. Joel Richardson is one person. He's got books about it, which I think he's wrong on. But the one I found on 666 was from a different other source. And I hear the bumper music playing.
So amazing. Yes, I think your analysis is smack on. Makes total sense.
It's been an amazing development.
Absolutely. Stay right there. I got a quick question on the break, and we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Welcome back, and this is unbelievable. I mean, we're literally fulfilling the prophetic calling that Yeshua said, Jesus, back 2,000 years ago, and it's literally opening up before our eyes. This commission, by the way, once it's integrated with statements of media worldwide, it could become literally a system of total control of freedom of speech, couldn't it?
Yes, and we talked about this on your show before. There was a lady in Europe who had a very small gathering of 10 or 20 people, I don't know what it was. None were Muslims. And in the gathering, she made a comment that Muhammad was a pedophile, which, of course, he was, because he married a 7-year-old and didn't have intercourse with her until she was 9 or something along that line, pretty close to those are the ages. And so she said this. And she got fined, because apparently somebody there was a journalist, even though he wasn't Muslim, and decided he was offended, or she was offended, I don't remember which it was. So this woman got fined, and she kept appealing, saying, look, I have, this is true, and I have the right to say it. And the European Commission on Human Rights, a couple months ago, said, no, you don't. It doesn't matter that it's true. This offends too many people.
Wow.
And
is that ever disgusting?
Yeah, and you know, look, I could understand why it would be inappropriate to make intentionally false statements about Muhammad, okay? I don't think anybody should make intentionally false statements about Muhammad, okay? Because even though I'm not
Islamic... But intentionally correct statements Professor Bill Warner...
the correct ones are fine.
From politicalislam.com, Professor Warner doesn't even talk about the religion. He just talks about the fact of the Quran and Hadith and actually translated it linearly himself and just talks about the facts. He doesn't manufacture anything. You just report the facts, and it's ugly, isn't it?
But again, I think people should have the right. I think people should have the right to tell the truth.
Right.
And you know, I don't think people should, for example, make up stuff about Islam to offend Muslims. Okay.
Right.
If that was how the commission ruled, I'm fine with that. Okay, because I think that while people should have freedom of speech, they should not have freedom to intentionally lie.
Right.
Okay. So I've got no problem. But unfortunately, they're not going quite that way. Because we're getting more and more into a system. You know, the Bible, we talked about this before, warns of the coming of the famine of the word. Now, I don't believe that means there won't be any Bibles. Okay, there's Bibles all over the place, in print, plus all over the Internet. But as far as explaining what it means, then you're going to see problems. Because if you don't do with what the beast power likes, they're going to make that illegal. But anyway, getting back to what...
By the way, that's illegal already in Canada. Do you know that Canada, north of us? These kind of statements would get you in jail in Canada.
They've got extra special protection for Islam over there, which is interesting because that type of protection does not apply to Catholics, Protestants, or Christians in the Church of God. It doesn't, but it does apply to Islam, which is bizarre. Because there was something in the founding documents of Canada indicating that it was actually supposed to be a Christian nation or something.
Right.
And so it's bizarre that they have more protections for a religion that we would not call Christian than ones that people do consider to be Christian. Well, anyway, getting back to today's big part, and again, I just want to emphasize this because we'll talk about something in the next half. I believe that this announcement that the European Union is going to set up a European Public Prosecutor's Office to deal with financial crimes. For the first time, having an EU office with prosecuting power. It's kind of like the United States having a federal prosecutor. In Europe, they don't have federal prosecutors. They only have local ones. And now you've got kind of like an FBI kind of federal prosecutor with federal judges and all this kind of stuff that they're going to do. And the interesting thing is its focus is financial crimes. And when we look in the Bible, in Revelation 13, a financial crime is going to be if you buy or sell without having the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And so I believe this organization that they're setting up, this prosecutor's office, which again they're hoping to set up either in 2020 or early 2021, is laying the foundations for 666 persecution.
Wow.
And so that, to me, was a major step. We'd never seen anything quite like this. And again, in the prior segment, we explained why 666 referred to European and not to Islam. And again, many right now are starting to say Islam. But you can't just watch fads. You got to look at what the Bible says. And the Bible does not point to Islam being 666. What the Bible points to as far as Islam goes, or the nations that are currently predominantly Islamic, is they'll make a deal with the 666 power, but the deal will finally be broken, and the nations in North Africa and the Middle East will be taken over by the King of the North, who is the 666 power. Who will be
That makes total sense, doesn't it? It makes total sense.
Yeah, so there is a role for Islam. It's not like Islam isn't prophesied. It's funny, because some of these people will go out and say, well, nobody's ever talked about Islam.
Well,
no,
the King of the South means
that Islam,
at least there will be a temporary unification of Islam with the King of the South, but the King of the South is going to lose, is
correct.
What you're saying. Right.
Yes, and also, now I mentioned the King of the South in Daniel chapter 11, but if your listeners also look in Ezekiel chapter 30, verses 2 through 8, it's talking about an Egyptian, and that there's an alliance with the Arabs, and including the Egyptians, and that gets defeated. And the timing of it suggests it's also the same deal we're talking about with the King of the South. So there are at least two passages, end time passages in the Bible, one in Ezekiel 30, the other in Daniel chapter 11, talking about some type of confederation that's going to form in the Middle East and North Africa. And this type of confederation, by the way, is something that's been encouraged by former U.S. President Barack Obama, current U.S. President Donald Trump, and a former U.S. presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton. So it's not this like it's a Republican or a Democrat on this. And prior to that, George Bush wanted this as well.
Right.
And so for years, the United States has been pushing for this type of confederation to form. And while it will form, it's not going to be 666. They're not going to have that kind of power.
No.
But for those who live in their area, it may be a total dictator as well, okay? So I'm not saying that the Islamic countries will not be under some kind of dictator, but it's a different one. And they, contrary to Islamic prophecy, they are not going to take over the world.
No.
So if people believe Islamic prophecy, you know, that's their right. But when we look at biblical prophecy, yes, says yes.
Well, and just even look at the logic of the military and technological advances of Europe and Germany and Italy, etc. I mean, the fact that Islam has to even buy jets from America and Europe, from France and so on, and weapon systems. There's no way they're going to dominate Europe.
No, they're not going to. So that's simply not going to happen. Again,
no.
they are mentioned.
And by the way, the financial system of the world is the reserve system out of the Netherlands, with Queen of the Netherlands is the head of the reserve system, which is also the reserve system for the U.S. banking system. So America is a vassal of Europe, isn't it?
Again, you've brought that up before. I don't have that type of information on there.
Yeah, we're just a vassal. In other words,
the European
Federal Reserve System, which is the euro, and the U.S. dollar, over 90% of the world currency is controlled through the reserve system of Europe, isn't it?
I know that the IMF and the Europeans are highly involved, and of course, still at this stage are the Americans.
There's no indication that Trump is going to pull out of the reserve system of Europe, or that the IMF and the United Nations, these others, aren't going to have pressing control over not only Europe, which is now soon to be 35 nations and almost 800 million people, but also is in control of America, and with the new treaties that are happening, USMC, Canada, the United States, and Mexico are harmonizing social services, tax, and even travel. People don't understand, even under Trump, the 10-zone system of the Council on Foreign Relations fall of 1973 is coming together. He's not slowing things down for the New World Order. He's speeding it up, isn't he?
Well, in some respects, he is slowing things down. However, because he is doing certain things to slow it down, that is speeding it up.
Exactly what I'm trying to say. Even in other words, it's sometimes a side effect of the Trumpism and the rise of populism in Italy, Hungary, and Austria are causing the rise of Macron. And the Europeans, for example, I heard this last week, that the French and Germans are trying to harmonize their military forces, etc., and their government, which means, aside from the European Union, they're trying to create a new federation of Europe, aren't they?
Well, that actually, on that subject, that's what I was going to talk about the next break, but we can start to talk about it now. Actually, on Tuesday of this week, both French President Macron and German Chancellor Merkel, they signed an agreement for military cooperation. They also signed an agreement that has to do with developing artificial intelligence. They don't want to be behind the United States and China on this. And to me, that also ties in with 666, because
right.
while we're talking about the fact they're going to have an office to prosecute this stuff, they have to be able to monitor this stuff somehow.
The only way to monitor with this amount of data is AI, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe, right. I think it's going to be more than just normal software, but something like AI is going to be utilized in order to do this.
By the way, I get familiar with the AI software developed at Promise Software at Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado. And I know more than almost any public person ever spoke about this. And the Europeans, the Germans and French and Europeans, are very advanced in AI research on stochastic parallel processing and new types of chips like the gallium arsenide Cray 5 chip they had, which had the computing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4s, which I actually walked through the Cray array underground at Schriever Air Force Base 2 miles underground in 1994, July 10th. This is not a joke. The Alliance to create AI is the ultimate enforcer of the mark of the beast. You can't do it without AI.
You definitely need computers, and I suspect AI. We actually did, if people go to our Bible News Prophecy YouTube channel, we did one on AI and 666.
Yeah, there's a link out for what, ccog.org?
To go to prophecy. To find that one, let's see, if you go to YouTube, artificial intelligence and 666 would probably bring it up. But it's on our Bible News Prophecy channel. We have a channel called Bible News Prophecy.
Okay, so you go to BibleNewsProphecy.com?
No, it's YouTube. It's YouTube Bible News Prophecy. And then
so you go to YouTube and then go to Bible News Prophecy. It'll pull up the Prophecy channel on YouTube for the Continuing Church of God.
Right, and there'll be a couple of videos. One, the one that I sent you a link to already, and then the one on AI that we were just talking about now.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are there. Now,
you know that I'm an expert on AI. You know that, right?
Well, I heard you talk about it just a few moments ago.
I was recruited back in 1978, that's 41 years ago, to do AI research at UCLA. I was working on mainframe computers with nonlinear programming and Pascal PL1 and machine language in 1972 and 3. On mainframe computers. I know a lot of stuff, and this scares the heck out of me.
Well, you're slightly ahead of me. I actually started to use a key punch machine in 1976, and I started to do programming in COBOL and RPG in probably 1978 or 9. So,
right,
but I wasn't
right,
doing
right.
artificial intelligence, but I was learning about computer software even back then.
And I actually conceived a way of making a nonlinear, what's called a neurotron circuit chip that suggests nonlinear programming like a human cell membrane. But I do not want to publish it or even promote it or patent it, because the evil maniacs will use this to subjugate the world and use this AI to further control everybody on Earth using artificial intelligence, because there's not enough agents, accountants, and other people that monitor them, but AI could.
Right, and that ties in with this prosecutorial office we're talking about.
Right.
You know, they need prosecutors to make it happen, but to know who to prosecute, computer software, absolutely, and things like AI would make it much easier.
Which is why, by the way, the searchability of Google and Amazon have made them prescient in the world business as far as corporations, and a searchable AI database that tracks everybody on Earth. At Schriever Air Force Base, they had everybody was coded as a node in the first and second world, and they had an AI database using something like a SIM, and they had everything in it. In fact, all the social media that you see are also just spin-offs of all the intel agencies amalgamated together with a image that was conceived by the Thule Society of Germany in 1933, and transplant to America so that our intel agencies are basically, if you want a Kabbalistic scientific warlocks, trying to control the world through artificial intelligence and supercomputers. Even the system called Internet itself has Vav, 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 which means in Hebrew 666. People don't know AI is the ultimate enforcer of the system, and it looks like it's going to come out of Europe, doesn't it?
Oh, it's definitely going to come out of Europe, and I got something interesting about Europe when we come back from the break.
Amazing stuff. Wow.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Find out, aren't we? I'm sorry that you're going through all the family stress you're going through, but it's amazing you put yourself out to the point where this story is so important and timely. People have to know what's really developing, don't they?
Right. And again, the fact that the Europeans, for the first time ever, are going to have a federal enforcement agency, and that it happens to also be specifically financial crimes. The more I thought about that, I said, wait a second, this is talking about how 666 is going to enforce. And so it was very important. So I did a brief message on it, a video message, which is less than 10 minutes, a few days ago. And my son put it up a few nights ago. And so anyway, I sent that to you so your listeners can watch that if they want a little more information. But something else happened this week, and this is the part that I said I was going to talk about in the final segment. And now let me read a sentence or two from this article.
Right.
And it's, weeks after French President Emmanuel Macron talked up the idea of a European army. Now, this next word is Polish, so I'm not going to necessarily say her name right. In English, we'd say Elizabeth, but her name is something like Elżbieta, and her last name is Bienkowska or Kowska. I don't know which it is. My apologies to her, since I do not speak Polish. Anyway, she's a European Commissioner for the Internal Market. So this article says she went one step further. She told a space industry conference in Brussels this week the EU should imitate U.S. President Donald Trump. Huh? I thought Europeans didn't like Donald Trump. Actually, the Europeans don't like Donald Trump, but they're using Donald Trump. And this is one of the unintended consequences of some of his decisions. They should imitate him, who spoke of the need for a space force. And he says, the United States has created a space force. We need, on the medium to long term, a European space force.
Well, they already have Galileo that's integrated with our space weapons notification system for our missile defense. So the Europeans are already fully integrated over 11 years ago with our missile defense system, aren't they?
Well, they're not fully integrated, but they're definitely integrated.
Well, they're at least early warning system.
They have a lot of influence.
We're sharing satellites is what we're doing.
We also share missiles with them because they've got the nukes over there, which are our nukes, but they're under their control. So think about
that.
Okay. Anyway, so she said they need to set up a motion process to define Europe's vision for space because they don't want to be behind the United States and China. So this gets back to something you and I have talked about for actually off and on for nearly 10 years, and that is, and you alluded to this in the first segment, European technology. When you read prophecies such as Revelation 13, where it talks about the beast power rising up, and it talks about he has a mortal wound like he's gone, he rises up, and then it says the world marvels and follows the beast, the world worships the beast, and says, who's like the beast? Who's able to make war with him? Now, why would people say, why would they marvel who could make war with him? Well, they'll marvel because nobody thought that the Europeans could rise up and actually do what the Bible says they're going to do. And I concluded back at least somewhere in the last decade that it would have to involve some type of technology. Now, you pointed out on a previous broadcast that the Europeans probably have more engineers than anybody in the world. Okay.
But in fact, one of the things with the Hadron Collider is they're the most likely to put out the first tokamak fusion reactors in the world. We have research in America, but it's all classified. But the Europeans are most likely to actually do it with helium-3 from the moon and plasma jets that actually send them at near light speed to create a plasma field. And I just pulled up all the artificial intelligence research. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe all the agencies there in Europe. The European Association for Artificial Intelligence, Machine Intelligence Research Institute, the Allen Institute for Artificial Intelligence, Information d'Information de Robotique de Microelectronique de Montpellier, the German Research Center for Artificial Intelligence, IEEE, Computational Intelligence Society. The Europeans are way ahead of anybody, aren't they?
They want to be way ahead. They're behind in certain aspects, but they don't want to remain there, and they've got.
They're not going to.
Well, prophetically, we know, for example, since we start off talking about 666 control.
Right.
We know that they're going to do it. They're going to take the lead on it. They're going to be the one doing it. 666.
They're leapfrogging ahead because they got access to our special chips. For example, the gallium arsenide chip, the what's called the Cray Array Chip 5, made in Colorado Springs. The Europeans have access to leapfrog forward beyond this technology. And they have the scientists and technicians to do it in Germany, France, etc., don't they?
Yes, and they also have, and you mentioned this before, and I've been talking about this for a long time, they have a Large Hadron Collider, and by the way, they're hoping to have something that's at least twice as big. They're talking about another collider as well. And what's funny about the collider is that in the collider, they've been able to produce antimatter.
Right.
And I don't know if you ever saw this, but... Okay, we know you've heard of the book, The Da Vinci Code.
Right.
Okay, it was a leading fiction.
It talks about antimatter in the Da Vinci Code, doesn't it?
Well, not in that one. It's the other book. I don't remember if it's in the Da Vinci Code book. I don't remember it, but it is in this other one.
It was in the movie. I know that afterwards.
Right.
It was in the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The movie was called Angels and Demons, and it was kind of a very interesting movie. My wife Joyce and I watched it, and we had just come back from Rome and Vatican City and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of the places that they showed in the movie we had seen, so that was very interesting. But the part that I wanted to bring up here was in the movie there was a rogue priest who captured antimatter, and he had the antimatter, and anyway, the hero ended up getting the antimatter destroyed or whatever, and it didn't do whatever it was supposed to do, but it did destroy something, all right? Now, the reason I bring this up is at the time that movie came out, scientists were saying, antimatter does not exist for more than a millisecond or a nanosecond or whatever. You know, some ridiculously small amount of time, right?
Right.
You cannot collect it, you can't hold it, and you can't do anything. Well, with the Large Hadron Collider, I think a year after that movie came out, they collected it for, I think it was 17, 18 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why they picked that time, but they did. And they collected it for a long time, way, way, way more. Even if it was 17 seconds, it was way more than they thought it wasn't possible to collect it, have it exist. And they did. And, you know, the fact is that Europeans have more access to antimatter. And as far as antimatter goes, we believe, as scientists believe, and I've looked at the information, the theories on this, it, you know, destroys regular matter. And so the Large Hadron Collider has the ability to produce something that was never produced before, and to produce certain types of super weapons, if you will, or at least the fallout of its technology can do that.
Right.
And so we're seeing that going on, and the world's biggest physics project is not in the United States. It's over in Europe. There's a Large Hadron Collider.
Exactly.
Barack
Obama, in fact, actually, the symbol that they have over it is a Kali. And they, if you go back to India and their philosophy, this is scary stuff. So you want to talk about that for a minute, Kali, and of course their time periods are in hundreds of billions of years about Kali, and they talk about literally mastering the becoming the god of the universe, controlling time space and creating space time vortices. One thing that that the Hadron Collider is doing is they're working out in deep space to find wormholes to jump across space time, hundreds of thousands of light years in a matter of minutes. So they're working on this so they can have spacecrafts that can actually map out these wormholes across the galaxy and the cosmos to do intergalactic travel.
Well, one of the things about this and on the whole project. The place is called Kern that runs it.
Right.
And what's interesting about that, and various, and what I'm going to tell you now, I did not discover. Somebody sent this to me several years ago, and that is that the way of Kern symbols, they actually, the Kern symbols actually are 666. And so it's, it is interesting. And you're
well,
talking
science,
about,
again, remember, science is the ultimate atheistic religion. And they worship it in Europe. In fact, regular religion is dead in Europe, isn't it?
To quite a degree. I mean, they have the churches. And, my wife and I...
Yeah, they have buildings, but they have historical buildings, but there's no living church, as far as I'm concerned, in Europe, is there?
There's pretty much
pretty,
none.
Pretty dead. I mean, it's...
Right, there isn't much. Like, right now, by the way, I call up an article I wrote, Kern logo is 666. And I'm looking at the Kern logo, and if you take it apart, it's 666. And it's interesting, and you talk about the Indian god, pagan god connection.
Kali.
Yes, and that that basically seems to be related to the god of destruction. And Shiva and all this kind of stuff.
And the destructive cycles of the universe, right?
Creating the ultimate... And then when you put that together with... I'll throw one more thing, because I see we've run low on time. And a lot of the symbols that the Bible warns about are clearly connected to the Europeans. Like, years ago, my wife and I went to Greece, and we got a 2-euro coin in Greece. Now, each of the nations in the European Union have been allowed to put out their own coins, okay?
Right.
And on the Greek coin, they show the image of the woman riding the beast. Now, a lot of your listeners may not know this, but Europe comes from, it's a mispronunciation, it really should be pronounced Europa.
Europa.
And that was kind of a nymph who apparently was, according to mythology, she was an attractive woman, or nymph, and was seduced or raped by Zeus, who turned himself into a bull.
Right.
And so she was the woman riding the beast. And so in the European Union, in Greece, the 2-euro coin shows the woman riding the beast.
Europa riding the beast of Zeus, right?
Yes. And then so that ties in with Revelation 17.
Right.
And then if you go, it's in Strasbourg, France, they have, I think it's for the, it might be the European Parliament, there's major European buildings.
And by the way, they built the buildings to look like the unfinished buildings of Babylon.
Right, that's what I was going to bring up, the Tower of Babel. They made it look like the Tower of Babel.
Right.
Because it's unfinished, and, you know, the Bible talks about mystery Babylon the Great. And in the Old Testament, there's a prophecy about the daughter of Babylon. Now, let me comment on that for a second, because I've got just a minute, I think, before I...
We have 3 minutes, believe it or not.
Okay, all right. Well, let me make a comment. Some people, because Saddam Hussein was trying to rebuild ancient Babylon, and he put his name in the mold for the bricks, okay? So some people were trying to say that the Babylon that the Bible warns against is this Babylon over in Iraq. That's not true. And the reason it's not true is because in Revelation chapter 17, it talks about mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots of the earth, etc. And it says, seven hills or seven mountains on the woman that the woman sits in. Well, if you go to Babylon, the one in Iraq, there's no mountains or hills there. It's a plain. It's a flat.
The plains of Shinar, they call them, right?
Yeah, it's right. It's not possible that that could be it. And the fact is that the Bible calls it Mystery Babylon the Great in the New Testament and the Daughter of Babylon in the Old Testament. Okay, saying, okay, it's not Babylon, it's related to Babylon, but
right.
It isn't actually Babylon. And again, having the geographic description about the seven hills ties us to the famous...
And by the way, the key thing about Babylon is it's the origination of contracts. And Europe is based on contracts where the bureaucrats regulate everything, not the elected officials. So this new regulatory agency is a contract... And an undead being called, you know, this agency that regulates humans, eventually through AI. Please continue.
Okay, well anyway, so they've got the situation there, or the Bible warns about 666, and you've got all these things tying Europe in with this. And again,
right. We
talked about Islam and where it fits. Islam is not 666, but will make a deal with the 666 power and ultimately be defeated. But
right.
Again, the big point I wanted to say is it looks like a prosecutor for 666 has been promoted and is going to be established in Europe in 2020 or 2021, according to official announcements.
That tells us we're close to the time of the end, isn't it?
We are definitely getting closer and closer.
We'll see you back in 2 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Bob Teal, CCOG.org.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.